Chapter 7.
Fayette Kellen waited for us on our assigned landing pad when we arrived on Pasher. Waited on Nakari and the Harvester, anyway, along with a small throng of his employees. R2 and I joined them once we'd secured the Desert Jewel. Nakari had evidently given her father a quick summary of events, because as I stepped up to join them, he boomed,
"Pilot! Well met and welcome! I am told you distinguished yourself on Fex."
That might have been stretching the account a bit far, since I had accomplished little beyond my own survival, but his eyes dropped to R2, and he continued before I could reply.
"Your droid has erased all the data provided earlier."
"R2, please delete the files Mr. Kellen gave us." The droid beeped in acknowledgement, and Kellen chuckled.
"Good, good! But forgive me if I would like some stronger assurance that my interests are protected."
His sausage fingers fished a data chip out of his tunic pocket, and he handed it to me.
"I have this prepared for your arrival. It will confirm the erasure of all files I gave you in your droid's memory, and erase any that accidentally remain. Nothing more."
Refusing to run the chip would only invite suspicion when I had already promised to erase everything. So I inserted it, and R2 ran the program, spitting it back out in a few seconds. Nakari winked at me, however, indicating that perhaps she had her own backup of the Fexian coordinates stored somewhere.
"Excellent!"
Kellen said. His hand danced about on his personal data pad, and he said,
"I'm depositing a goodly sum into an escrow account, which your droids may access and distribute to you both. And I thank you for returning my ship, my crew, both living and deceased, and alien life that will delight my scientists."
Sensing that he was about to turn his attention elsewhere and dismiss us, Nakari said,
"Daddy, don't send anyone else there until you read my full report. Those things could be sentient. And even if you ignore that, you have to upgrade the armor's mobility."
He placed a hand on her shoulder.
"I will digest all you have written before acting further. My primary concern now is that you see a surgeon about that hand. See where my minions come? Go with them."
"What?"
An ambulance coasted to a stop near the ship, and two earnest medics hopped out, asking Fayette Kellen who was hurt.
"Take my daughter to the finest surgeon post-haste, and bill it to me. Go!"
"Daddy, wait. What about Luke?"
"Fear not. Your pilot will be allowed to rest in comfort until you are ready to depart."
"Don't leave without me, Luke,"
she called over her shoulder as the paramedics led her to the ambulance.
"I won't,"
I said, though I wondered if she would be able to accompany me on the mission to smuggle the Given off Deenon. She'd be fine eventually, but I doubted she would be 100% anytime soon. Admiral Akbar had given us some slack time in our operation window, but not much. Fayette Kellen turned to me, his mouth quirked upward in a fond grin.
"She will not be long, pilot. You'll see. If she is not bandaged and ready to leave in the morning, I will be very surprised."
His fingers massaged his data pad again as he spoke.
"In the meantime, please stay the evening in Pasha's finest hotel, at my expense. I am summoning an escort to take you there. Have your droid search for the file Skywalker. Encryption key Jewel Pilot, and you will find the funds I spoke of, which you may then transfer wherever you please. Thank you for your service to me and my daughter. May the stars keep you safe."
Before I could reply, he turned and strode with impressive speed to the workers unloading the cargo bay of the Harvester, bawling out orders and leaving me with my mouth open. R2-D2 spat out a stream of digital hoots that I imagined to be a wry comment. "Looks like we get a night off from the war, R2. Don't tell 3PO, okay? We'll never hear the end of it. The hotel was indeed quite a luxurious affair, but once I tried out the bed, I didn't find much use for its other amenities. The mattress was so comfortable, and I was so exhausted that I fell asleep in my clothes, and R2 had to wake me in the morning. It didn't bother me to miss out on the excess and splendor, though. A good night's sleep at that point was the height of luxury to me. A message from Nakari waited for me at the front desk. "Hurry up! I'm waiting at the ship." "Come on, R2. We have weapons to buy." The money Fayette Kellen had paid us was quite an impressive sum. We'd need all of it for upgrades to the Desert Jewel, but the prospect of custom surprises was excitement enough for me. The Alliance rarely had the funds or the will to do anything unusual. Nakari's left hand, encased in a thin protective sheath full of Bacta, waved at me from the ship's loading ramp. "Those must have been some sweet dreams," she said with a smile. "Yeah, I feel rested. How about you?"
"High on meds and days away from getting back full use of my hand, but otherwise functional and happy to be here."
"Can you still fire your rifle?"
"Maybe not so well on the run, but sniping from a fixed position where I can use my elbow for support should be fine."
"Great. Any ideas where you want to go for upgrades?"
"I was going to ask you."
I considered. It had been a few days since that Imperial alert on the Desert Jewel. I doubted anyone in the Chekku Enclave would be looking for it now. But just in case, we'd better take steps to throw off suspicion. "Any place on Pasher we can get the jewel painted? We'd have to do it anyway before going to Deenan." Nakari shrugged.
"Sure, we can find a place."
"Then how do you feel about outfitting on Rhodia? I just set up a contact there, and they have everything we need."
"Sounds fine to me."
We found a man obscured in a cloud of cigar smoke who had a team of friends willing to do a rushed paint job on the jewel, finishing it by that afternoon. Nakari had him change the red and silver scheme to blue and gold. Once we were on our way and traveling through hyperspace, I had R2 display the catalog of Uthiel outfitters in the cockpit, and we picked out the weapons we thought would come in handy against Imperials. We checked the prices against the balance in our accounts and had to dial back our wish list somewhat.